Cowboys enjoying a weekend off. It's the bye week. They'll play Philly coming up this Sunday. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss how he spent his bye week is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. Good morning, Jerry Jones.
Hey, good morning to you. How are y'all doing? Good
morning.
We're doing
good,
fine.
Good, and we are.
Did you enjoy the week?
Did, okay. We really took advantage of this week. I used this bye week to catch up on some of the construction up here at the Star.
Mm, okay.
Putting the finishing touches on my nuclear bunker. And also, I've got this new thing where I'm getting this glass coffin ready in case I pass away, where I can lie in state like Lenin.
Oh, gosh. Where would that be?
Oh, it'd be right there in the foyer.
Oh, man. That's really dark to think like that, Jerry. You're going to live a long time, don't you think?
Well, it's kind of neat. It's even better than the Soviet leader's glass coffin, because mine, you're going to be able to push buttons. Like, you push one button, and I'll flip you off. You can press another one, and I'll smile, and then there's a little voice that comes out there and says, "I'm not being tried." Kind of an animated thing.
Wow.
Is there a Cowboys button where you push it and says that?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Oh, okay, well, I just thought that might be a feature on there.
Weird. I don't know what you're saying there. Some reason you said Cowboys. Very strange.
Well, yeah, very Cowboys. Strange.
But also putting the finishing touches on the Dak Pro Shop. We got a Dak Pro Shop up at the Star.
Wow. Just Dak.
Just Dak. Everything Dak. Everything. You've heard of those dollar stores where everything's a dollar?
Yeah.
This is everything's a Dacker. Everything's about Dak. Kids can go in there and get themselves a Dak pack, which has your Dak to the Future shirt in it. And Dakota ring in it.
Mm-hmm.
And a Baby Got Dak cape that you can wear to be your own superhero.
Cape. Well, you're really you're capitalizing on your rookie quarterback, aren't you?
We are. We are. We got a winner here in Dak, and we're going to ride this thing all the way to another $1 billion.
How about a Super Bowl?
We're looking forward to that Super Bowl. As a matter of fact, we're also opening up the Tony Romo experience up there at the Star, where kids can go in there. Tony Romo experience. It's a whole acre designed around Tony's career, and kids can throw like 17,000 touchdown passes and never get a ring to show for it.
Oh, oh gosh.
Come on.
Terrible.
Would you stop it with that?
I drafted Dak. I drafted Dak.
Yes, you did. You get credit.
Boy, Dak is looking great, isn't he? Even during the bye week, he does very Super Bowl-like things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know a few things he did not do during the bye week?
Mm.
He did not go to Cabo with Bobby Carpenter. He did not date Kara Underwood or Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
He did not sing Don't Stop Believing with some white trash cover band.
Yeah.
And he did not say, if losing to Seattle in the playoffs, worst thing that ever happened to him, he led a pretty good life.
All right.
Didn't see any of that stuff.
Right.
And somehow he's still doing well. Yeah. See, he proves you can do it.
Yeah, I think he went to go visit his grandma.
Yeah, but see, that's what I like to see. I don't want to eat some superstar quarterback. Nothing against Tony.
Yeah.
But I prefer the superstars that actually don't have to act like superstars.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I tell you, I'm awfully worn out this morning.
Why is that?
I had to take the boys to the state fair yesterday.
Your boys?
My boys, yeah. Gene made me take them to the state fair.
Aren't they a little old to be going like to the fair with their dad?
55 and 50?
Let me say something here. You know how much criticism I got for charging $7 for a Coca-Cola at that Texas Stadium and then later at Cowboy Stadium?
Yeah.
And there at the State Fair, they'll charge you $10 and no one bats an eye. Why aren't they criticizing the State Fair?
I don't know.
Well, I had to walk all over that State Fair, and it was so crowded there, and Steven threw up on the pirate ship. Jerry Jr. filled his diaper while we were trying to ride the Crazy Mouse roller coaster.
He doesn't wear one of those.
Still in diapers?
He does not.
I knew I shouldn't let him eat that fourth funnel cake. I knew we were just a disaster waiting to happen. and that we had to stay out there for 7 hours.
Oh.
And, of course, Jean wasn't there. She was supposed to take him, and she wasn't there.
Yeah. Where was she?
Well, she had an allergic reaction to the box and a half of wine that she had with dinner.
She can afford a bottle.
Yes, she does not drink from the box. And
so I had to take them, and that really ticked me off.
Can I have a pink pony with a unicorn horn on the front top?
You sure can, Charlotte Britches. You can have anything you want. Sorry, I'm having to take the kids to school this morning.
Sure.
I guess Daddy, can I have a sip of water? You'll get nothing, and you'll like it.
No.
Shut up.
Well, he was asking for much less than
just
Charlotte.
A sip of water is all he
needs. Just always too demanding, in my opinion. Boy, I'm having to run him up to school right now, and I tell you what, I'm having to pack their lunches, and I had a hell of a time soaking them corny dogs that we had left over from the state fair. I had to soak them in water for 3 hours before I could bend them sticks enough to fit inside their lunchbox.
Well, at least they'll have corny dogs for lunch, though.
At least they'll have something. No, yours is empty.
Oh.
All right. I got to get going. He's done filled his diaper again.
Oh, stop
horrible.
It.
Good God.
All right, there goes Jerry.